Good Monday, everybody. Hey, it's Captain Marty Brill here. We'll wrap up the weekend fishing. Got a lot of things to talk about, some things to look forward to. I'll be right back.
Electricity, something I don't mix well with at all. And that's why I only trust the folks at ELS OBX. ELS OBX offers a variety of services from custom electrical installations to lighting design. ELS OBX has the experience and know-how to complete any job. They're committed to providing the highest quality lighting and electrical installations or service at affordable prices. Visit them online at ELSOBX.com to get a brighter idea of how shockingly awesome they are. See what I did there? ELSOBX, electrical and lighting solutions you can count on.
Red Drum Tackle in Buxton is the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras. And being the closest tackle shop to Cape Point, Red Drum Tackle has been welcoming fishermen to Hatteras Island with a wide selection of bait and tackle, skilled custom rod builds, rod and reel repair, expert knowledge and information since 1974. Red Drum Tackle knows how, when, and where to fish. To acquire this fishing brain power, visit them online at reddrumtackle.com. Red Drum Tackle, the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras and the closest to Cape Point in Buxton.
Okay, like we always start out with the offshore fishing, the guys had, it was rough. Yesterday, Sunday, they had to pick their way across the bars. A lot of rain on the southern end, a little bit. Kind of gloomy, but they came up with a few fish. So down in Hatteras, charter boats down there found some blackfin tuna, and they worked for those, and some false albacore. Did not hear of anything in the area down that way about any bluefin tunas. I did hear David Daniels and others found some bluefin tunas up off Oregon Inlet after picking their way across the bar and slowly working their way out to the Gulf Stream. They were 100-inch bluefin tunas. Now, I was told the other day that a 73-inch bluefin tuna is a 200-pounder. So I'm guessing a 100-inch bluefin tuna is probably a 400-pounder. And they did have a few yellowfin in the catches as well. But it's not red-hot tuna fishing right now. Those guys had to work for it, and they had to bounce around a lot to catch those fish. There is some very good bottom fishing going on for sea bass. Most of that's much closer to shore. That's one of the finest eating fish that swim in the ocean, a black sea bass. And some of those knotheads are going upwards of 4 pounds when they're catching those. So that pretty much is it offshore. Surf fishing, not much going on. Water temperatures on the south beaches are 64 degrees. On the north beaches, 47 degrees. And mostly just junk, skates and sharks. And really very few reports from anything there. The best of our fishing is inshore, where we have a great speckled trout bite, and they're getting bigger. Keep in mind that most of these speckled trout are in the ditches, in sloughs. And one of the reasons I bring that up, because I had a friend that was fishing, they caught some speckled trout and some largemouth bass on the same lure in the same creek. So some of that stuff is kind of blending together, the saltwater species with the freshwater species. You also, in that freshwater area, further up into those estuaries, some bass, some crappie, some yellow perch, a few white perch, and some brim. So you got all that going on. And back out in the sound, there is a good amount of puppy drum. They seem to be a little bit further down the sound, like back of Hatteras and Ocracoke, but they're there as well. So as you can see, we had quite a bit going on for the weekend. This week, the table is set, and every week from here on out, it's going to do nothing but get better and better. For that reason, it's a very good time to book your boat. If you're looking for a Saturday or a prime day during the tuna season, you need to get your group together and make a booking. And remember, when you gather up a deposit to book a boat, make sure that everybody that's going on that trip has put in on that deposit. I've seen people before that say, oh, I'll cover the deposit. And then the rest of the group backs out for a million reasons why, especially if the weather is a little questionable and the person that put up the deposit is subject to lose all of it. So if you're going to book a boat, make sure you get everybody in on the deal together on the deposit. Very, very important. That's my fishing report. For you, have a great day. Captain Marty signing off.
When it comes to general maintenance or major modifications on your diesel vehicle, look no further than Juan G's Off-Road Diesel Performance in Kill Devil Hills. Master mechanic Ryan Walker developed the plan for having his own auto shop over 20 years ago, and today he owns the premium diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. To have him and his crew take a look under your hood, give him a call today at 252-715-0025 or find him on social media. Juan G's Off-Road Diesel Performance, the diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks.